Straight out the gate with the flow. Button says, friend of the show, and I ain't talking about Joe. But you know I'm going to flaunt it. CGS picks me, so you know they out of content. I'm rhyming before L, changing the entire sound of the show. I just fucked it up again, so who knows where it'll go. But I'm adding it. Fuck, man, I fucked it up. I quit. I'm done. Fuck, man.
What's going on, everyone, and welcome to True Two Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I'm joined by the rest of the team at Canada Got Soul, Mr. Joel Hernandez.
Ew.
And Mr. Alvin Martinez.
It's episode 112, baby.
Somebody had to say it. Thank you, Alvin. And that voice you heard dropping bars at the top and then slowly fading out into a really upset rant there. Are you guys ready? I wrote it down, so I'll be able to do it.
Bro, I said, like, Canada Got Soul and True to Size is where the players dwell. This is not Bad Boy Entertainment, but this is episode 112.
It's a little bit less triumphant when it's 45 seconds too late, but thank you. Okay, it's my turn now. Are you ready? Are you ready, mystery guest?
Go.
Okay. He's our dude from out west, so you know that means he's wild. But he's also pretty white, so those wings, yeah, make him mild. Sick with the shots like he's Steph Curry or Ray Allen, but also funny as hell like he's Jimmy Kimmel or Fallon.
Ooh. Ooh.
The type to bump old school hip hop, but also say, "Oh hey pal." He's always welcome on the show, so say hello to our brother Cal.
Hello.
Calby, thank you for being here. That was probably the most dramatic, angry, and impressive introduction ever on True to Size. Thank you for making it out. Thank you for buying AirPods specifically for this occasion. That means a lot. I didn't know you had it like that, but that means a lot that you did that.
Well, you know, you made me just feel awful last time about it, so I had to.
Well, you should feel awful, because any strings attached to your headphones, you just, I mean, come on, it speaks for itself. But yeah, thank you for being here. We've got a fun little show for you guys this week. We've got some Mamba news to cover in This Week in Kicks, and we're also bringing back our sneaker storytelling segment, which has been given a temporary name. We'll see if it sticks, who knows. We also get back to we get to talk about our thumbs up, thumbs down choices from last week with Sean Collard, because someone requested it. And then we're going to talk about food once again and NSR, because that's all that NSR has turned into. It's just all about food now. And to close out the show, we're going to play a couple more games and also give Calby the chance to sell us on his favorite brand. But first, Joel.
Whoosh. Fire round.
Yes, the fire round. That was pretty good. We like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from at jazzalba.jpg.
Ooh, jazz.
Good friend of the show. You've probably seen him caricaturing Simpsons people on Instagram, but you probably know him better from being a guest on True to Size, obviously. So his question is, there have been sneakers specifically made for hats, but what is the best sneaker slash hat combo? Now, it's an interesting one because it could be taken any kind of way. And the way that I took it, so I'll answer first to give you guys a chance to think about it. I know there's better matches color-wise, and I was trying to think about it, but just the best combo, probably all time ever, all your answers that you're about to give are irrelevant. The best answer and the best thing I can think of is Jordan 1 bread and a regular Yankee blue fitted. I mean, you can't really go wrong with that combination. That's Kanye slash Jay-Z AF. And yeah, that's my answer, and everything you guys are about to say is wrong. But but Joel, what do you think?
I'm with you on the Yankee fitted or the Yankee cap, but I'm gonna take it to like an Air Force One, like an Uptown.
Oh yeah, like dead ass B.
Like a white on white Uptown. Like.
I respect yeah. That's definitely New York AF. I like it. Alvin, what do you think?
I'm gonna go Black Cement 3 with a navy Cleveland hat with the Red Sea on it.
Oh,
okay.
Shout out to Cleveland Got Soul. All right, and last but not least, Calby, what do you think?
I have no idea, man.
A navy blue kith hat with some
navy blue pants and shirt and sneakers.
Oh, there you go. The City Never Sleeps New Balances with that Yankee navy blue on it with a navy blue hat.
There you go. See, look at that. You said you have no answer, and then you came up with that. Jazz, Jazz Alba, thank you for the question. That was a good one. And I actually have a bonus question for you guys, personally from me for the fire round. And the question is, because it's episode 112, in honor of DJ Clark Kent, what is your favorite 112 sneaker? Now, just to remind you guys, before you all blurt out the exact same answer, which I know is on your mind, remember, there's an Air Force One, there's an Air Max One, there's an Air Trainer One. That's the original three. There's also a Hyperdunk, a Dunk SB Low, a LeBron 7, a LeBron 8, a Zoom Revis, and then actually several other ones. But Joel, what's your answer?
I'm gonna say the Air Max One.
Oh, surprise.
but I also like the Dunk though.
The Dunk is pretty good.
The Dunk Low.
So. There's a lot of 3M on that baby.
Yeah, man.
Alvin, I feel like this is gonna be repetitive, but what's yours?
I mean, I'm gonna say the Air Trainers.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that strap.
Yeah, that's true.
It's got a little bit of a, you know, different. It's dope, man. Like the blocking on that one's pretty dope too.
It is.
So I'll go with those ones.
Are you just trying to be different a little bit, or is that an actual answer?
No, either way, I'm a fan of the shoe.
I was really close to saying the LeBron 8 because that was one of like the first PEs, like really special edition shoes. That I was like really into, and that was one of those shoes that like all the big they weren't even called influencers at the time. Instagram sneaker people were all flexing, like the big heavyweights had this the LeBron 8 112 PE or sample or whatever it was considered. But the answer is the Air Max One. I mean, yeah. Calby, what do you think?
I like the Dunk. Because I think it was Chris went to an event, Chris Chu, and he got his box signed by Clark Kent. And he dunks, and I wanted it. I was like, shit, I wish I had that.
Nice, nice.
Okay, so a double bonus. This isn't really a fire round. This is more just trivia. Do you guys know what 112 stands for? Because I didn't until I researched this.
It's room 112 where the players dwell?
No. Nice try, though. That's good.
It's that R&B group, bro, with the fucking peaches and cream and shit.
It's also that, but that's not what it is either. These are good answers. I appreciate them, and they're not.
Is it a bro?
They're not wrong per se, but in this context, does anybody know? Joel, do you have any guesses?
It's the room after room 111.
That's also you're not wrong, but in the context of DJ Clark Kent from Brooklyn, all the zip codes, which is postal code, but American, all the zip codes in Brooklyn all start with 112 and then two other numbers after. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. So I guess this is like before it was area codes, like the phone number, like the 416 or whatever Calgary has. It's like, it was before that, I guess, when this whole thing came out. What's Calgary?
403.
I knew that. If you would like to submit a question for the fire round and have us answer it on the pod, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. Next up, Calby, you have 25 seconds. Can you name 5 New York or Los Angeles shops that aren't Kith who have a sneaker collaboration?
Extra Butter. Concept.
Two. Nope, that's Boston.
They're in New York.
Oh, they have in New York? Okay. Kate, we'll give it to you, too.
Stop my clock. Undefeated.
Yeah.
Undefeated. diamond.
Yep.
One more.
There you go. Boom. Nice. Very good. When you said stop the clock, I think that saved you. When you could have just been answering the question instead of screaming stop the clock, it was good. Joel, can you think of any other ones?
Supreme.
He said that already. I was thinking Staple.
Yeah, Staple.
In New York. Yep.
New York.
Or Stussy, which is, I believe, Los Angeles.
Oh, true.
Yes. Next up, the CGS picks each week. Good job, Calby, by the way. Next up, the CGS picks each week. We all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop, or Alvin's trademark phrase.
Super cute.
So today I did something different, and I asked my mom. I was like, "Mom, who should go first for the CGS picks?" And she's like, "I don't know what that is." And I was like, "I agree. It should be me as well." So my pick this week is the Nike LeBron 17 in the graffiti colorway. So first of all, I hadn't paid attention at all to the LeBron 17. I don't even know when it got debuted. I thought they were still on the 16. But apparently the 17 is out or coming out. And they're doing a graffiti colorway, the colorway that was first seen on the LeBron 4. It was super limited. They did a black. The white version was the release pair, and there was a black version that I believe was like family and friends slash sample slash whatever. And the shoe itself, like the LeBron 17, I'm not super in love with. It's kind of strange. It almost looks like a Team LeBron. I think that the soldier line is what they call it. Like, it's got the collar strap and everything. I think it's just the air bubble on the heel looks kind of cheap to me. But the silhouette itself suits the blocking for the LeBron 4, like, perfectly. Like, it's kind of scary how perfectly it fits on this shoe. So this specific colorway looks really good. They dabbled with this colorway on the 11, and I think on another colorway at some point along the line. But this is definitely the best iteration they've done by far. So this specific one is definitely cute, but the LeBron 17 overall, I'm not a big fan of. I think the silhouette for the 17 is a poop for me. So yeah, that's a double answer for you guys. Alvin, what do you got?
I got the extra butter Adidas collabo. So with this collabo, they did a slide, and they also did, oh crap, what's this silhouette called now? I think it's the SC Premier. I don't know.
Yes,
I can't remember.
Correct. That's correct.
Yeah, but it's cool, man. Like, so the upper features prime knit, but it's stitched in a way that it looks like cable knit, like a cable knit sweater.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Or like if you're going golfing or, you know, a prep school. And then, you know, it's got the hints of like some subtle details, like on the tongue you got the EB logo for extra butter. It's super clean shoe. Like the SC Premier comes in like a white, and it also comes in like a navy. Plain colorways, simple shoes, but like they look pretty dope. And then the Adilit, which is a slide, just features like the prime knit upper, which looks like a cable knit sweater as well.
Super into
dope
that.
Collabo. Extra butter always comes out with good shit. Like they're very creative when they collab with other brands and stuff. These are super cute for me, just because, you know, I'm not trying to cop anything, but you know, if I see these online somewhere, it may be a scoop, but super cute right now.
Would you say that this release is just regular butter, or is it extra butter?
Ooh.
It's like sexy extra butter, bro.
Like mega butter. Like, which level of butter are we thinking here?
Extra butter.
Joel, what kind of extra butter pair do you have for us?
I have the Instant Skateboards by Nike SB Dunk Low collab. It's set to release sometime in this year, 2020. No release date yet. It's to commemorate Instant Skateboards' 25th anniversary out in Japan. It's a pretty dope looking shoe. It's like a two-tone upper. It's got like a baby bluish, kind of like gives you. It's like that
Tokyo
that Mulder.
It yeah, looks like Tokyo.
Tokyo taxis kind of feel to it. That blue. It looks like it's got like a black thin tongue.
Yeah,
on it.
Unfortunately,
yeah, it's got like a white toe box with it looks like a gray kind of thing, like on the toe kind of thing. I don't know, but yeah, it's only one picture that they got out.
Right yeah, now. It's not a very good picture either.
It's only that side picture.
Mm-hmm.
It's got I guess like a dog in crossbones. I guess maybe that's their logo on the side heel, and it's got the black swoosh coming up to the heel counter with a yellow Nike. But yeah, these are pretty cool, man. I'd like to see more pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, we're just going by that one picture that's out going out right now. It's just a side shot of it. But these are super cute.
I want to know what that toe cap piece is because I didn't even notice it until you mentioned it. But it looks like something like comes up on the toe. Like it looks pointy almost.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's like a grip tape kind of thing.
Like to protect looks, when you do an ollie.
Yeah, possibly. You don't know. Oh. Right? I want to see what's on the tongue too. It looks like there's like a logo kind yeah. of thing on the tongue tag. But like I said, got to see more pictures. But these are super cute. I like the colors
definitely
that they got going on.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Any SB that releases needs to have the skate shop's logo that it's collaborating with on the heel wing part, or it needs to be thrown in the garbage, to be honest, because that's
for real
the only thing that needs to come out of that. Calby, I was told by a friend of the show that you have a pick for us.
I do. It's the Fear of God Air Raid with Nike in the Friends and Family colorway. The ones that used to be Friends and Family are getting a release, which is the black, and it's color blocked on the toe and the straps with the gray. It's probably light bone.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the box, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's the nicest one of the Air Raids that he's done. The only real difference in the shoe besides the color blocking is that he removed the little lace loop on the toe, on the forefoot. So all the laces are hidden behind the straps. And then it's the two-tone color blocking. I think it's really nice. It's a scoop for me, 100%. If I can, which I can.
Yeah, they're pretty interesting. I think there's an Air Raid that's in that color, if I'm not mistaken. Like, isn't there an original?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you might be right, too, yeah.
I think there's an original Air Raid in that color.
Yeah, I think you might be right. I didn't look that up, but yeah, I think you might be right.
He needs to do one in that, like, classic, like, the Cinco de Mayo, like, the yellow and the green. I don't know what it was actually called.
Yeah, that's the Spike Lee one.
Spike Lee, yeah, like, the really, really cool-looking one. He needs to do one like that because those would be sick as well on that new silhouette.
Word.
All right, next up, This Week in Kicks. Now is the part of the show where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. And just one thing to cover this week, but something pretty interesting. So there's a bunch of Kobe merch up for auction. I'm not sure if you guys saw this or not, but in honor of Kobe Bryant's recent induction into the Hall of Fame, Golden Auctions, Goldin Auctions, is auctioning off some of his game-worn, signed, and sample items. So there's stuff that includes the official score sheet, which is signed from his 81-point game against the Raptors, which is a really cool piece. If you want it can be yours right now for the current high offer of $6,500 US. We also have a signed pair of What the Kobe 9s for the low price of $1,400 US. So that's a little bit more reasonable. And there's also a game-worn signed jersey from 2015, just a couple random games, nothing special happened in those games, and that can be yours for the low price of $26,000 US.
Ooh-wee.
Done.
Is the high bid on that right now. So, obviously, anything worn by Kobe or signed by Kobe is fetching a pretty penny right now. But there's some pretty cool stuff on the website. Like, honestly, one thing that really stood out to me, and it's just because it's a pair that I've wanted, is the Prelude Kobe 1, which is the it's like a mostly black, like snakeskin upper, and it's got like really cool detailing along the collar. There's a signed pair on there, and the current bid is $1,000. Like that shoe alone by itself usually goes for, I think, $800. So to pay $200 for a Kobe signature on a shoe that I really want, like that, I don't know. I'm going to keep this page bookmarked. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
And there's like,
I'd say bid and see what happens.
There's a bunch of like cool samples. Like there's, remember like the Kobe one with Adidas, like the spaceship. There's a bunch of those like prototype samples for like $225 right now. And these are pairs pairs that never released to the public, which is really cool.
That's crazy.
So, I mean, yeah, if you guys are interested, like I said, goldenauctions.com is where you can find them. And there's like literally like a couple hundred Kobe memorabilia items, sneakers, jerseys, other sorts of things like that. Cool. And the auction site is also donating 5% of the earnings to the Mamba and Mambacita Sports Foundation, which is really cool. That foundation is, as we know, a friend of the show. Next up, this is the name we're going to workshop. We can talk about it after if it kind of sucks, which I think it kind of does, but I couldn't think of anything else. Sentimental Souls. So I could not think of anything else for this new segment. So here we share stories and memories of different pickups and special meanings behind some of our favorite sneakers. So that sentence is going to stay, but we'll have to figure out what we're going to call this actual segment. Maybe we'll devote an entire show as we run low on content to figure out what we're going to name that segment, because that name is kind of doo-doo. So yeah, as we mentioned, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, we're just going to start sharing some stories and memories behind certain pairs just because content is low and we have a bunch of stories to share and we have a lot of sneakers to talk about. So this week, eeny, meeny, miny, Alvin can go first.
Fuck. No. Ready.
Ready. So
my pair is going to be the New Balance 580X Capsule Collabo.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was... I think that was my very first ever lineup. And that was with Lawrence, Joel, I believe. And I think Adam, I think we saw Adam there too, Sneaker Closet. We saw a bunch of people there, man.
Everybody was there.
We saw the whole city there, man. Literally, like, so many people were there. And then it was just mad cool just being able to chill. You know, the weather was perfect.
It was hot that day.
It was probably, like, the best conditions to be camping outside. And then we were in Yorkville, people were walking by, and what are you guys signing up for? I'm like, shoes, you guys are fucking retarded. Yeah. Because, you know Yorkville hood, bro. Like, those men don't give a fuck. Like, oh, yeah, I'm rich. I'm going to buy whatever the fuck I want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we're out there just lining up for shoes. And, like, it was crazy, man. Mad dope. It was cool to, like, see everybody lining up. And then, I don't know, we were all worried about pairs, but, like, we all got pairs. We could have all doubled up, too, if we really wanted to. Like,
yeah.
It was crazy, man. And then, like, when you saw, like, when you walked into the store, they had them on, like, the way they laid the store out, like, they had them on display.
Yeah, they had them everywhere. Yeah.
It was beautiful, man. And then, like, just the interaction with the employees, like, everyone who was there, like, it was crazy, crazy cool, mad chill. And those are probably one of my favorite pairs that I have for New Balance right now. So
that's a really cool pair, like, just in, like, Canadian sneaker history, if you even want to make that niche of a category. But, like,
yeah,
it's Canada's first ever New Balance collaboration. Mm-hmm. It was really like Canada's biggest collaboration at the time. And it was on a really, really, really good shoe. Like that shoe also sold out at all the stores in the States that got it as well.
Yeah.
It was a really cool pair and it was really well done. And I mean, Capsule is the homies. Calby, you have a pair of those, don't you?
Lawrence got them for me.
Hey.
I've been waiting to say that. I was going to wait till you're done your story. That makes me happy, bro. I love them.
Yes. I think that was before we actually officially met Calby. Like, we were just Instagram homies at that time.
Yeah. I think you're right.
And I was in line, and you were like, can I get a pair? I was like, duh. Yeah.
When Alvin was like, we could have doubled up, I was thinking to myself, Lawrence did.
Yeah, Yeah, that was a really dope lineup. I really enjoyed that. And we were there for like what, 2-3 hours? Like that was very tame. Like for that caliber shoe in Toronto, like you would think it would have been more hectic, but no, that was really fun. Joel, what do you got? Give us a story.
Okay, a story. Well, my pickup was the Milan Air Max Ones.
Okay.
And I remember the camp out for that because it was the same day as the Cork LeBrons.
Oh, shit.
And I think you were there too, Lawrence.
I was not.
Oh, no, you were
no.
there.
No.
But it was like an animated release because when we got there, there was one dude, I guess he was from Montreal, and he was there mad early. He must have been there like at maybe the day before, but he was just camped out. It was over at Capsule. And I remember that he was there first, and there was a guy that had came by during the night, and he was asking, like, you know, it's in Yorkville. So he was asking, you know, what are you guys camping out for? Nah, 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 nah. And he had mentioned that, you know, he's first in line. He can get any, like, he was very animated. Like, I can get whatever size I want. I'm going to flip this pair. I could get like so much money for this pair. And then the guy was like, okay, well, can you get a size 12? And then the guy was like, yeah, for sure. Like, you know, how much money are we talking? And then I guess the person he had mentioned, like, you know, I'll drop like about like $900 for that pair if you can get it in a size 12. And, you know, everybody was like, at that time, they were like, oh, you know, he's not going to show up. You know, he's going to come back like later on. He's not even going to bother, you know, giving you the money, whatever. Right. So time went by and lo and behold, he gets another phone call. And the guy also wanted, I forget what Jordan dropped. I think it was the infrared. It was like a black infrared Jordan. But he was like, if you can get that as well as with the corks, I'll drop like another 400 on top of whatever I owe you. And, you know, yeah, everybody's like, ooh, like, you know, everyone's like ooing and eyeing at him. And then he was like, yeah, for sure. I'll grab that for you. No problem. So the guy walks out with like the two pairs of shoes. Like they opened up shop and he walks out with the corks in a size 12 and he walks out with the infrared threes in a size 12. So next thing you know, we see him standing at the sidewalk and he's talking to some guy. It was like in a business suit. It's like an older gentleman. Like he looked like Tommy Hilfiger by looking at him. Like he had like a briefcase and everything. Dude, he walked to the line in like a briefcase and he handed him like cash. And everybody was just like jaw to the floor and everything was like, whoa.
He actually came back.
He actually came back and dropped him like the cash for them. Like, holy cow, it's crazy. It's crazy.
But did you get the shoe?
I got my shoe because no, barely anybody lined up for the Milans, right?
Everyone was there for corks. Yeah, I remember that release. That was crazy in Toronto.
Yeah, so like I think Shaheen was in the line. Another couple other dudes were in line too. But it was just a crazy night, crazy evening. Like it was one of those nights where I was there at like 3 a.m, like the day before, and it was just hectic. It was cold, but. But yeah, these kind of stories you take with you, like, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, absolutely.
It's the culture.
And something it's like
all
that.
About the culture, man.
In 2013, dropping $900 on a pair of shoes was like, you're getting the best possible shoe in the world. Like, that's when, like, Yeezy 2s were like $900. That's when, like, the best of the best were like $900. Mm-hmm. So for someone to drop $900 in cash, this is before StockX, before there's a market, to someone just say, I'll give you $900 for the corks. Like, that's.
Yeah.
Unheard of back then.
It was crazy. And you know who the guy was, though? He was a dad, and his son was Brady Heslip.
Oh!
So, hey, bro.
Those shoes were for Brady Heslip.
Why didn't you include that in the story? That's a massive portion of the story.
That was my catcher. But yeah, we found out at the end of it, we were like, yo, what was his name? And then he was like, he said his name, but he said the last name. And then he said it was for his son who was like in the States playing college ball. And he couldn't get, you know, he couldn't get the pairs down there or whatever. right? So we're like, oh my God, like, you know?
Damn.
It was crazy. It's crazy, yeah.
Wow. That was a great finish to the story. Way to keep us intrigued the entire way, Joel. Thank you. So, Calbi, I'm going to let you go last because you're the guest and we want to end off on the best possible note, obviously.
Great.
No pressure. So my story is going to be about the What the Dunks that I picked up. I don't even remember what year. It honestly might have been 2013, just like Joel's story. But it was kind of just on a whim that I decided, like, I don't want the quantity anymore. Like, that's back right after I was done working at Foot Locker. I had, like, way too many shoes. And they were all just, like, that's back when shoes were coming out, like, every 2 weeks. And you were just picking them up because you could get them on discount. Like, Alvin knows exactly what I'm talking about because he was the same. We were, like, just destroying our bank cards back then.
Yeah.
And our discount was, like, through the roof. But, yeah, I just kind of decided. I was like, okay, I want to do quality over quantity. And that's back when What the Dunks, thank goodness, were going for, like, you know, between $1,000 and $2,000, which at the time is still a ton of money, obviously. But now you times that by 10, and that's the U.S. market. So, I mean, yeah. I feel like I got a good deal now. But anyway, so I just kind of randomly decided on a whim that I really wanted it. Like, I picked out that shoe as, like, the attainable grail kind of thing. And I just posted in a Facebook group, like, does anyone know or have any leads on a pair of What the Dunks and, like, can work with me on the price kind of thing? And somebody replied, like, oh, I saw a pair at Adrift in the consignment section, because Adrift used to have, like, the consignment case in the back of the store back in the day. And then, like, someone else kind of replied, and they were like, oh, I was just there, and it's gone now. And I was like, ah, fuck, like, that doesn't help me. And then somebody replied, and they were like, oh, that was my pair, but it's a 10.5. And it was just, like, some guy happened to see it on Facebook. So I was like, well, shit, that doesn't help me at all. And I happened to be talking to he was a newer friend at the time, NetMag. And he was like, I have an 8.5, but the 8.5 was this much. And the guy on Facebook with a 10.5 wanted it for this much. And the guy, which was less. And the 10.5 guy also had the book that it originally came with still sealed in the box, which is like, why didn't you even just open the box? What's wrong with you? So yeah, I was, and Tong was like, if you can get the 10.5 for a price that's comfortable with you, then buy it and I'll just swap it for you. Like, I'll take the 10.5, you can take the 8.5 and you can keep the book. Like, I don't give a fuck about that. So I went through the closet, and this is the time where, like, I feel like everybody has this moment where they're like, I have too many shoes. And, like, at first you're so attached to them. And then when you start to look at them, you're like, okay, I don't actually need all these shoes. Like, I was just buying them because I got them for cheap. So I went through, and the first time I pulled out, like, two pairs, and I was like, okay, like, this is not going to get me What the Dunks. So I go through again, and you pull out another two pairs, and you start to realize more and more where the priority is. And I was like, okay, it's obviously What the Dunks. And then stuff starts coming out more frequently. You're like, okay, this is more important. This is more important. This is more important. So I pull out, like, 15, 16, 17 pairs or whatever. I'm like, okay, like, these I can sell and get What the Dunks. So this was, like, my big first ever big sneaker purge. Sold them all, hustled. I sold them all in a week. And this is before Facebook. So this is like Kijiji, like Facebook groups, or sorry, before StockX, before, like, it was easy to sell shoes. You're selling, especially used shoes, you're all over, like, Facebook groups, like, trying to get every penny you can. Hustled like crazy, was all over the GTA selling all these pairs. Wound up meeting with the guy for the 10.5, was fucking ecstatic. And then went directly from that meetup, which was downtown Toronto, straight up to North York. And I met Tong, actually, I remember, at an IKEA parking lot. and we did the swap. And yeah, the rest is history. I don't want to say I've beat that shoe, but I wear that shoe healthily, even still knowing how much they're worth, because that was one of my first grails that I was actually able to get. And I feel like I earned that shit. So yeah, I love that shoe. And yeah, thanks, Tong. Calbi, you don't have anything to beat. The floor is yours.
Oh, dun dun dun. to be honest, man, like, a lot of my stories, like, I got good friends. That's why I always say that. So there's not much of a hunt or anything like that happens, and I just get a phone call like, I found these at a great price, or like Lect out here will be like, yo, I just got these in the shop, I'll give them to you for what I paid. But back a few years ago, There was a Kith pair, big surprise.
Or give me
yeah, the one mentioned earlier in the podcast, the City Never Sleeps New Balance 998.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a Black Friday release. That's when the Black Friday releases were happening annually. And I really wanted that shoe. I mean, the color blocking is nuts. It's a very high-quality shoe. It's really dope. But that was the first time when New Balance prices were like huge. Like I think that shoe was like $320 or something.
Jesus.
And this is when New Balances were going for like fucking $180. You know what I mean? Like $200. Yeah. Like it was very expensive. So I couldn't get it, even if I wanted it, I couldn't afford it. So I didn't even try to get it. And then a little while goes by, like not even too long, a few weeks.
Is it on?
And my buddy Kelso Bologna.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Friend of the show.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. So he hits me up and he's like, "Yo, you still want that pair?" And I was like, "Yeah, but I can't really afford it." And he's like, "Doug, I could get you the pair right now. I got it, but I'm not going to keep them. I'll give them to you for $180.
Holy.
And I was like, "What the hell? Are you serious?" And he's like, "Yeah." And I'm like, "Dude, I'll take them right now." Like, what's your PayPal? What's your e-transfer? Like, I don't think e-transfer is around then. Yeah.
Western Union.
Yeah, anything. And yeah, and boom, I sent it to him. He sent me the pair, and they're still high on my list as one of my very favorites.
Damn. I think I feel like Kelso is a friend of the show. I think he listens. So if you're listening, Kelso, just know that Calby still remembers this favor you did for him several years ago.
Yo, he knows, man. We still talk. Like, I remember one time we were out in Toronto. I was out there with Jonathan, and we were meeting up with Shaheen, I think, at a sneaker event out there. That was All-Star Weekend. And then I'm walking down with Jonathan, and all of a sudden you hear screaming out a window, "Calby!" What the fuck? Like, I'm in Toronto. What the hell is going on here? And I turn and look, and boom, there's Kelso. And yeah, and we kicked it the rest of the time. We didn't even go to that sneaker event with
Does that happen often to you when you're just walking down the street? People just randomly scream your name? Is that a normal thing for you? Or
honestly, at one point in time in Calgary, it was. before I deleted my Instagram for like the upteenth time, when I used to have a lot of followers. Yeah, my friend.
That was all the shorties, bro.
You used to be the man in town, bro.
All the shorties are like, "You said you were going to call me."
It wasn't good yelling out the window. Oh, okay. Okay, next up, previously in Kicks, this is the part of the show where we discuss our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. I know that I have nothing. Alvin, anything for you?
Not at the moment, no.
Not a thing. Joel, any pickups for you?
Nah, no pickups.
Nothing for you. Calby, you were on the show with the Sneaker Podcast. I think it was about a month ago-ish. And I feel like every other day you post something that you purchased. So this might be a busy Previously in Kicks for you. But what have we seen come in the door since we last spoke to you?
I don't know. Yo, honestly, I've been killing the quarantine, man. Like, for myself personally, like, some people won't give a shit, but for myself personally, I've got, like, three, like, high up there, like, almost, like, two of them, like, they're like grails. I don't know if I had them at that time. I got the Kith Aspen 4Ds. I don't know if I had those at that time yet. I might have. Lexav.ca, he linked me up with those. That was beautiful. And then I also got a pair of friends and family, 72 pairs worldwide, Puma, Kith, and High Snobiety, the 698s. I think they renamed the RF 698 because of the changes Ronnie made to the silhouette. So that one was huge for me.
Do we want to know how you ended up with a 1 of 72 pair family and friends shoe, or or was this just Ronnie texted you? He's like, "Yo, I found a pair in my basement," kind of situation.
No, I honestly think it was just a dude that needed money, man. Like, as shitty as it is to say, like, I think he just probably needed some quarantine money. Because when I hit him up, I hit him with an offer, which was basically what he wanted was 45% of what they're going for on StockX. Well, what they're available.
Wow.
And then I hit him with an offer that was even less. Like,
that's how we do it.
I hit him with a free shipping, basically. And he's like, yo, I just sold him for that exact price, but the dude is in Europe. He's like, if you'll buy them, you're in Canada, that's cheaper shipping for me. I'll cancel his order right now.
Wow.
And I was like, yo, yeah, let's do it. And he just reposted it. I copped him. He was in LA. So Ronnie, if you're listening, it's your friend in LA.
So, go send it to him.
He's a scumbag.
Yo, Ronnie was just on another podcast. He's like, it fucking pisses me off when I see them for sale. My friends and family shoot.
For real though, bro.
Because he saw you post it on Instagram and tag him, and he's like, "How did this guy from fucking Calgary get a pair?"
No, he said that before I got him. That's when I posted it. I was like, "He's not gonna like this. this one is not making his story." So I got that pair, and then I got another fucking unicorn. The Militia Gel Light 3s, the Legends Day, formerly known as the Mossad. Legends Day 5-year anniversary, Kith and Asics Gel Light 3. Again, really great price. I didn't get the fancy box with it because it's fucking enormous, and dude wanted $56 US to ship the box.
Holy crap.
Holy.
Keep it.
Yo, it's enormous, yeah. Like, it's a huge box, man. It's the size of your couch cushion, man. It's huge. Yeah. No, that's not even exaggerating, man. That's 100% sure. Like, it's huge. It's got flip-open box with a ribbon that holds it open with, like, comes with a fucking carabiner and a compass and a bunch of shit. Pins. Oh, so, I just got him to send me all the extras except for the socks because he had wore the socks.
Ew. So, yeah, you can keep that.
And that one again too was just like he posted them at a great price, and then I hit him lower again, and he didn't sell them, and then he lowered the price like a few days later to what I offered him, and I hit him up and I was like, yo, this is what I offered you a few days ago and you said no, and now you dropped the price down to that, like. And I even said to him, I hope you don't sell these shoes. And then I was like, okay, bye. And then 2 days later, dude has them even fucking cheaper. And I'm like, okay, well, this is hilarious. I'm just going to buy them. It's less than what I offered the guy in the first place. And so, I got them for about probably, I don't know, 60 bucks US under what he wanted.
Holy crap.
Again, they're a very good price to begin with. Bam.
You've been busy.
Like me now. Yeah, and then I got the original version, the retail released version of those same RF698 Pumas. They're in the mail right now, stuck in Mississauga.
So you've been. I do have a question though regarding all your previously in Kicks pickups. Do you buy anything that's not Kith?
Not recently.
Just before quarantine, I bought the Black Fear of God Air Raid.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, and also I got the red Kith Chucks.
Oh yeah, that was a couple weeks ago too. Yeah. Okay, so the easy answer to that question is no, you don't buy anything that's not Kith. But thank you for beating around the bush a little bit.
Well, you know, like, when's the last time you bought something that wasn't Nike?
That's a fact. That's a big fact.
Yeah, pretty recently, actually.
Last Friday. Thank you very much. All right. So, is there anything else before we move on, Calby? We're not missing any other secret Kith pickups.
No, looking I don't at the think stack. So.
You're good.
I'm looking, no, No, yeah, we're good. That's all of them.
Okay, if you think of anything along the way, just let me know. Next up, EEE, errors, edits, and e-messages. We're pretty smart guys, but from time to time we make mistakes. So if you catch us slipping, hit us in the DM, and we'll let the world know that we goofed. So only one EEE this week, and it's the most fitting EEE we could ever have. It's from Mr. Sean Collard himself. The walking EEE, as he was dubbed last week, and he has an EEE for himself. He says, "All right, I need to correct myself. I blurted out that MJ won Defensive Player of the Year in 86-87, and he did not. But he did record over 200 steals and over 100 blocks. He was named in the first of a series of all NBA team selections, and my apologies for the error." And I just want to point out really quickly how embarrassing this must be for you, Sean, because everybody knows that he didn't win Defensive Player of the Year in 86-87, but it's okay. He goes on to say, "I'm only saying this because I know all my old-ass MJ-obsessed friends will be EEEing me like I called their mothers a slut." Anything that's said about MJ that is not a fact is just very offensive to the older generation. I get it. I get it. He's like the messiah of basketball. I definitely understand it. Sean, thank you for that. Next up, thumbs down. In this part of the show, we give our opinion on various sneaker-related topics with zero context or discussion. All we're allowed to say is thumbs up or thumbs down. Gentlemen, remember, say it. We can do it. We can definitely use our thumbs, but we must also say it with our mouths. And this week's thumbs up, thumbs down is shoes with a black midsole and a black outsole. Triple black looking. Joel, you want to go first after that reply?
Down.
Down. Calby.
Down.
Oof. Alvin.
Down.
I am also down, down, down. Not a fan.
Down, down,
baby,
down.
Are you down?
Thank you, Jay Sean. I was hoping someone was going to get the reference there.
Yo, Foot Locker, baby.
Classic 2010 banger over there. Jay Sean. What a song. And we did get hit up several times, actually, requesting an explanation for last week's thumbs up, thumbs down. So last week's thumbs up, thumbs down was the Jordan 1.5. And we did that because it's an interesting sneaker to say the least, but Sean Collard is a big Jordan 2 guy, and the Jordan 2 outsole is found on the Jordan 1.5. Joel, I believe you gave it a thumbs down. Do you want to give a little mini explanation?
I'm just not feeling it, man. Like, it's like when you get like a dog and you try to mate it with a cat, and it becomes like a cat dog. it's just ugly. You know?
Is the Jordan 1 the dog or the cat?
It could be either or.
Okay. We're not 100% sure yet. Got it.
Yeah.
Alvin, you, I believe, also gave it a thumbs down. Thoughts?
Yeah. It's like watching that Tiger documentary sober. It's
fucked. Some very
real talk, like the two midsole outsole just belongs on a two. I don't know, man. I never thought it matched the look of the Jordan 1 upper. It never really meshed with it. I don't know, man. Just don't do it, man. It's like, if you're gonna watch that Tiger documentary, you get high as fuck. It's not worth it, bro.
Alvin is not on Team Joe Exotic. Good to, that's duly noted. Thank you. So I gave it a thumbs up, and it's not because of the aesthetic, because as I was writing this whole episode out, I made sure to go back and look at it once again. And like you guys said, it's not for the aesthetic that I gave it a thumbs up. I gave it the thumbs up simply because the story is really cool. Like, it was a Jordan PE and it released for the first time to the public. I think it was like 4 or 5 years ago. So for like 30 years, that shoe was literally just a sample / PE that Jordan wear only in a handful of games.
Could have stayed a sample.
So, are you ready? Now, Sean is going to have a lot of stuff to say to you guys because Sean sent in his explanation for why he gave a thumbs up to the Jordan 1.5. And he says The Jordan 1.5 was a shoe Michael Jordan actually wore. When MJ came back after his injury, Nike was working on the tooling slash tech for what would eventually be the Air Jordan 2. That's the reason the 1.5 features an Air Jordan 1 upper with an Air Jordan 2 midsole. They were a special PE made so MJ himself could wear test the new midsole tech Nike was working on. They're a bridge between the Jordan 1 and the 2, therefore are an important part of the Air Jordan legacy. He adds, did I mention Michael Jordan wore them? Did I even need to elaborate after that point? That's a very, very valid point that Sean makes there. But yeah, he's not here to rebuttal what you guys said, so I guess in the long you guys win the argument because he's not here to defend it. Calby, thumbs up, thumbs down on the Jordan 1.5.
Thumbs down.
Oof, tough. Sean lost three friends today. That's a really sad day for Sean. next up, NSR. We talk about sneakers a lot, so in this weekly segment, we're going to take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers. And this is a two-parter, and mostly because it needs to be a two-parter. So first, because we've been talking about food every week for the last 3 months in NSR, I want to know, hard-shell tacos or soft-shell tacos? Joel.
Hard.
Oh, Joel likes it hard. Calby.
Soft.
Soft. I like it. Alvin.
Super soft.
I don't know about super soft, but I agree that soft is the right answer. I don't know about super soft. The next question, and this one is a process, and I feel like everyone has their own process. What is the correct order to build your taco? It's taco night. Everything's in front of you on the table. And I'm going to tell you the right answer, and I'm going to sit here while you guys all answer incorrectly. So first, with your soft shell taco, it's sour cream. Because you have the spoon and you can spread it easily on the blank canvas that is the soft shell taco. Then, whatever other sauces you want. You want taco sauce, you want salsa, you want sriracha, whatever. Next sauce. All the sauces are right there at the bottom. Then it's cheese, then it's meat, then it's lettuce. That's it. Done. Alvin.
You are so wrong, bro.
No. What? I can't wait. I can't wait for this ridiculousness about to come out of your mouth. Let's go.
So you put you put cheese.
No.
And then the meat, so the cheese melts. And then the sauce is on top. And then if you're really healthy, maybe you put vegetables, but I don't do that. And that's it.
How do you spread the sour cream? Do you just dollop
it?
You don't,
bro. If you're smart, you have a fucking squirter, bro.
No one's rich like that. Come on.
Rich? It's a dollar.
All right, Calby. I saw you aggressively shaking your head as I was explaining the right way to build a taco. I didn't know this was such a talking point for you, Calby, but please let me know how you incorrectly assemble your tacos.
Well, you go meat first.
What?
Then you put the cheese on second because the cheese melt onto the meat, then you put your sauces and you do it with dolloping it.
Hey, then, let's go.
Then you put your vegetables on top of the sauces because they stick in the sauces and everything holds together nicely.
I'm so embarrassed.
That's exactly what I thought.
I'm so embarrassed by everyone. Joel, please save us, Joel. Please save
you,
these.
You guys are all wrong.
Listen to the hard shell guy.
Yeah, the hard shell guy. What does he know? You can't even fit anything through the hole of your taco.
Well, you tilt your head sideways and you take a bite.
Your taco's about to crack.
And what you do is you get your you put all your ingredients on the plate. Right? You put your lettuce down, and then you put your meat on top of the lettuce. Because it makes it so it doesn't sag through, right? And then you put your cheese and you dollop your sour cream and your hot sauce. And then you tilt the plate sideways and you shake it into the hard shell.
What the fuck?
It falls to the hard shell and then you tilt your head sideways and then you eat it sideways. That's how you eat a taco.
Wow.
Alvin, I'm not really familiar with Google Hangouts. How do you remove somebody from it? All right, I'll figure out how to mute him next time.
I thought you were about to crunch your taco up and just have a salad, dog.
Yeah, for real. That's the only way to eat a hard shell taco. Hard shell tacos are awful. I think that was about 30 seconds. Thank you, everybody, for your wrong answers. Next up, we have a little thing to promote. So last week, later in the week, we were hit up by our friends at MLSE, Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment, to work on a project with them surrounding the MJ docuseries, The Last Dance. So every week, all of us Canada Got Soul guys, plus a bunch of other friends from the city, are sending in our biggest takes or takeaways from each episode. And then the friends at MLSC are kind of compiling them and editing them and making them look really cool, making us look really smart, and posting them on their stories. And it's at their new Instagram account, which is like their kind of like their culture account, which is really cool. Mm. It's like the MLSC version of Complex, which is actually really neat. It's called @servingsyrup. Which is kind of interesting. So serving, like tennis, and then syrup, like you're Canadian, so you know how to spell that.
Like maple syrup, baby.
Exactly. So yeah, thank you to MLSC for hitting us up about that. That was really fun. And look for our pretty faces on their Instagram stories every Monday after we watch The Last Dance and freak out, because this last weekend was crazy. I really, really like these episodes this week.
Yep.
I can't wait to see how it ends. I don't know what has a bigger cliffhanger, The Last Dance or Tiger King. But anyways, Alvin doesn't like that, so we won't talk about it. So we're going to get into...
Yo, Rodman could be in both.
I'm really surprised we didn't see Dennis Rodman in Tiger King in some way. Like, once they went to Las Vegas in Tiger King, you were like, okay, here comes Dennis Rodman. Like, it's coming. All right, so now, as promised, we are going to play a game. This is the same game that we played on True to Size 100, and it was a hit, and we all sucked at it, as we usually do with these games. So we're going to play it and embarrass ourselves once again. It's called Two Truths and a Lie. A lie, and how it works is all of us are going to give three statements, sneaker-related statements. Two of them are going to be true, one of them is going to be a lie, and it is up to the other three members of the podcast to figure out which one of the three statements is the lie. And I'm going to go first because I have it in front of me, and my three statements are you gentlemen ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My three statements are, the first one, all of my shoes and boxes are in their original boxes. The second one is, I've sold over 50 pairs of sneakers. The third one is, I have 6 pairs of sneakers in my car. What do you guys think?
The first one.
Which one is the lie? A lie?
The first one.
Why do you say that? Why do you say that?
Because I've seen you buy shoes without boxes.
No, I'm saying if it has a box, if it's in a box, it's in the original box. I do have shoes without boxes. But if it's in a box, it's in the original box.
Oh, okay.
The first one. Even though you just told me I was wrong.
I didn't tell you you were wrong. I was clarifying for you. Joel, you also think it's the first one?
No, I think it's the second one.
You think it's the second one? I've sold over 50 pairs of sneakers.
Yeah.
And
I think you're under that.
You think I'm under that? And Calby.
I'm going to go with the same one as Joel, just because I don't think anyone counts up to 50 pairs of sneakers that they sold.
Yeah.
I'm kind of insulted that you don't think I can count, but no. you'll be happy to know, Calby, that the lie is the first one. All of my shoes that are in boxes are not in their original boxes. As much as I hate it, and I thought that Joel would be the one to get this because he sold me a pair that's not in the original box. He sold me the Easter Air Max 180, and it's in the Atmos Air Max 1 box.
Ooh.
The beast, like the 1.0. Like, why would you sacrifice that box of all boxes and write in Sharpie Easter 180 on it?
Easter 180.
But anyways, yeah, I have that, and I have a couple other pairs that are not in the original box. As much as it pains me, specifically that box, but only because Joel did it, I kept it. And because it's a friggin' Atmos Air Max 1 box. But yeah, I don't have all my shoes in boxes in the original boxes. I have sold over 50 pairs of sneakers. I don't know exactly how many, but it's easily over 50 pairs of shoes that I've sold in my lifetime, and I have 6 pairs of shoes in my car right now, which is...
Oh, well, he worked at a sneaker shop. Ridiculous. Of course he sold.
Got him. I've sold thousands of sneakers. All right, Alvin, what's your two truths and a lie? A lie?
Two truths and a lie. A lie? All right. Well, here we go. I always carry... I always have a pair of beaters in the trunk just in case I gotta help somebody. Like, for example, if I'm at my parents' house, I gotta help my dad garden or lift some shit. I don't want to ruin the pair of sneakers I have already.
This is very specific.
What's my second line? I'm joking. No, so I only buy Kaya shoes if I can match with her. And finally, Sasha bought me my first 2 pairs of SBs.
Well, we know the last one is true. Wait, yeah, we know the last one is true because he spoke about it last week on True Size episode 111, available on Podbean, Apple, and Spotify. I don't know about the first two. What do you guys think?
I could see the first one, right? Because I can do that too. I'd probably say the second one with Kaya.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking.
I feel like he only buys shoes that he can match with, but he's gotten shoes that he can't match with her.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So I think that means that it's true. And I think that means I'm going with the first one. I don't think there's a pair of beaters in his trunk. I don't know. You guys are going with the second one?
Yeah,
I'm going to go with the second one.
I'm going with the first one. Alvin, what is it?
It's the second one.
God damn it. I just wanted to go on an island so I could get the points.
The first one, I have a pair in my car and a pair in Sasha's car just in case, bro.
What sneaker guy doesn't have a pair of sneakers in his trunk just in case? Because
you never know, bro.
I got like 4, man.
Well, I got 6.
The last time I had to, like, there was one time I went to my sister-in-law's house, and they live in the country. So they have, like, bare land. So it's like, when I have to go play with my, like, not have to, when I go play with my nephew and niece in the backyard, bro, that's like bare grass stains on a pair of shoes, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's when I learned my lesson. I always have a beater pair now, because it's crazy.
Damn.
And for Kaya, if I go to Dixie and there's a fucking cheap-ass pair of beaters I can buy her, fuck, I don't care. I'm buying that shit. And that's it.
Damn, I just tried to go on an island to get the points by myself.
It's okay, that's what I'm trying to do today.
All right, Joel, what's your two truths and a lie? A lie?
All right, so my two truths and a lie, is it's not sneaker related, so it's not NSR.
Okay.
It's an NSR.
That's all right.
That was a lie in the tone.
All right, so the first one is in my teens, I used to cut hair and run fades out of my parents' garage.
Okay.
All right. The second one is I once sang a cappella in a group at my homegirl's debut.
Oh. True.
So the third one is I used to play the drums for a Sunday school church group.
True.
Oh my God. These are all so specific. They all must be true.
Because they're all true. Me and Joel fucked up again.
3 truths.
3 truths, no lie, because I don't lie. I lie.
3 facts about me.
Oh, man, that's a toughie, bro.
I'm going to go with the... Actually, I think that he used to cut hair because he cuts Jomar's hair.
Yep.
And he doesn't do a bad job. So that, I think, is true. I don't think he played the drums in a Sunday service. I don't think they play drums in the church, do they? So I've never been to a church, so I'm the wrong person.
Never know, man.
I don't know what kind of church he went to. I'm going to go with the third one is the lie. Alvin, what do you think?
What are you guys?
I'll go number 2.
Which was the acapella.
Acapella.
Okuya Joel can sing, but I'll just go number 2 just because.
He can sing. He chooses not to sing.
Yeah, for real.
All right, Calby.
Calby, you up next. What you got?
The haircut one.
The haircut one. So somebody is going home with 1 point by themselves. All right, Joel, what is it?
I've always wanted to play the drums. I've never had the chance to learn how to play
Oh, shit.
Yes.
So I've never played the drums at a Sunday church.
Next episode, Joel's going to sing.
Yeah. Now that we know it's in there, it's coming. Joel has to sing the next intro because Calby rapped today. Shit. Joel can sing the outro today.
Yeah.
All right, Calby, bring us home. Two truths and a lie. A lie?
Oh, man. Okay. I have three pairs of Reebok G-Unit shoes.
For sure. That's true.
For sure. Yeah. For sure.
Four pairs of S. Dot Carter Reebok shoes.
Oh, my God.
I have three pairs of Stash Collab Reebok shoes.
Oh, my God.
Block boy out here.
For real, apparently.
No, wait. Oh, wait. I fucked up the game.
Did you just give us three lies?
No, I didn't. But it's three truths. I gave two lies though.
Okay, two so we'll lies. Find we'll find the truth then.
We'll find the truth.
We'll find the truth. Find the truth. I think the truth is the last one. I think that he has three pairs. No, the first one. Sorry, the G unit. The three pairs of G unit. Yeah.
I'm gonna say the S dot.
You think he has four pairs of S. Dot Carters?
Yeah, he's got all four pairs.
Four. That's deep. Alvin, what is it? You're shaking your head.
The stash, man. That's the truth.
He has three pairs of stash collabs?
Reeboks, yeah.
Really? Reeboks. All right, here we go. We all have different answers again. Calby, what is it?
I got four pairs of S. Dot Carter Reeboks.
Calby, you need to get rid of a couple pair of S. Dot Carters because that's too...
I got one pair of G Unit Reeboks and I have one stash Reebok.
Wow. Well, thank you for trying to play the game, Calby. That was generous.
Bok boys.
It's crazy because Calby's been on the show now, I think, like three or four times, if I'm not mistaken, Calby, total?
Four times, but this is my first solo one.
Okay, got it. This is your first solo one?
Yeah, twice with Chris and once with the Sneaker Podcast crossover.
Oh, that's right. I'm so sorry I didn't know it was your first solo one, or I would have prepared a 21 questions, and now I feel awful.
Wow. I have played it before.
You have played it before. Okay.
Yeah.
The last time you was on.
I was like the champ of it.
I don't know about that.
I'm like the best at that game that you've ever had.
No one's ever won, so. But, okay, so perfect. This is why we haven't gone through it yet. We've never talked about Kith with you, which is weird. Like, you've made sure to throw in the word Kith as many times this episode as you can, and in the past, as many times as you can say Kith and or Ronnie, you've done it, and I appreciate it, and I love you for that. But we've never actually gotten into it, so I want to know, where did the love for Kith actually start?
It started from the Salmon Toe Asics. I saw them. There's a guy named Andrew, Blood Runs Black Five. I forget. Mm-hmm. His name is like the Halloween Whisper now or something like that. He doesn't really do too much sneaker stuff on Instagram. But he was taking really good pictures back in the day. And I was seeing the quality of like Asics and New Balance. And so I started like looking at those shoes to buy them. But I hadn't really got into it. And then I saw the Salmon Toes. And I was like, oh, damn. Like, those are crazy. And then... from then, I saw the Salvage Denim Gel Light 3s, and then it was a wrap. I was like, this guy's my favorite, and I just started looking at everything Ronnie did, and he was just using color palettes and quality that I loved. And when you read like up about the brand, the reason it's called Kith is because he says like his friends are his family, because it comes from the saying kith and kin, which is friends and family. And he says like his friends are his family. And that's like how I am. And it just, the whole brand is all just about quality and being able to like have a piece that not too many other people have. He likes to keep everything limited, but release as much as he can because he wants everybody that loves the brand to get their work, but he wants to keep it limited as well. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's just everything about it just is what I'm about.
So I can't believe we never asked you about that, but that was beautiful. Thank you. So what was your first pair of Ronnie or Kith sneakers?
The Daytona New Balances 1600s.
And when was that? After you discovered, how long after you discovered the Salmon Toe did you get your first pair?
Maybe the next year. I think that was like 2011, 2012. Those came out 2012 or 2013. Might have been the same year. Might have just been later that year. The Salmon Toad had already released.
Okay. So it was...
Yeah. And then, I just saw them. And then after I was paying attention when the Salvage Denim dropped. And then that's when I started being like, okay, I want to get something of this guy. And then... The Daytonas dropped and I got them and they had pink on them. And that's when that was the thing too. Like Ronnie was using pink and no one really used pink. And I didn't even know how much I liked pink, but
yeah,
it became my favorite. And that's another thing that he always looked put pink into it. Like even Lex brought up this thing that was funny that he was like, yo, you grew up in Bret the Hitman Hart's country who wore pink.
Mm-hmm.
Then you grew up listening to Kanye West and Cameron, who both wore pink. And then Ronnie started putting pink on shoes when nobody else was doing it. So, of course, you were going to like Ronnie. And then I was like, yo, that makes sense, man.
Kith fans wear pink. I like it. So, if you want to admit it or not, how many pairs of Kith sneakers do you own? If you know off the top of your head.
Give me a second here.
As you tap the boxes.
That's what we know he's counting.
Yeah, you know he's actually counting it. I don't know if it's taking this long, I don't know if you want to publicly announce the answer. Like that is... he's in the teens. Yeah, I heard...
43.
43.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
And a pair of sandals. 43. And a pair of sandals. 43 and a half.
Yeah.
Holy sh. That's a lot more than I assumed. That's impressive.
Oh, man.
So, next question. Have you ever met Ronnie?
Yes, I have once in Toronto.
Oh, yeah, that's right. For All-Star, if I'm not mistaken, right?
All-Star weekend, yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Talked to him twice.
So, you talked to him twice. Okay, so you have a chance to meet him one more time, let's say. No, he's not the special guest right now. I'm sorry. This isn't Oprah. you have the chance to meet him one more time. What's your fit and what's one question you ask him?
For a job. Question. That's for sure. Fit, I don't know, man. It's hard because I guess I'd probably go with the Air Maestro Pippin, the purple pair.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
That was the first Nike collab he did, and he wear tested that pair. Mm-hmm. So, and since it matches, and since I love cereal, that's another thing that Ronnie loves cereal, and I love cereal. So, I'd wear the Cinnamon Toast Crunch collab hoodie because it's got a purple box logo on it.
Yep.
And I'd throw on the Yankees Kith hat that my my brother Lawrence shot my way because it's just boss.
Just for shipping. I think that's what I charge you.
Yeah.
I might have actually lost money on shipping because I sent it express. But yeah. So if you could choose, I know he's collabed with literally every single brand on the planet, but you can choose one brand for Kith to collab with. Who is it that he hasn't already done?
That he hasn't already done.
Which is hard to find.
That is.
Yeah.
That he hasn't already done. Jesus.
Which is...
Fucking done everything. Because I look around everywhere. I got nothing. Shit, man. Rock, no. Yeah, Rockefeller.
Oh, that would be really cool.
Ooh.
What would it be?
That
like,
would make sense.
Like a fitted or?
Yeah, or like whatever. Like he did the Def Jam one that
That's
came
true.
Out with like shirts and varsity jackets and all that type of shit.
Oh, so I like that. New
he
York.
He can do whatever he wants.
New York AF. He can do whatever he wants. He has done whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
So staying with that, then what's one sneaker Ronnie needs to do? And that can be from any brand.
One sneaker, a Jordan 1.
I was hoping you said that.
Of course it's a Jordan 1. What would it be, though?
I don't know.
Salmon toe. Jordan 1. Booyah. Oh. I'm just joking.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
I mean, yeah, like, not even. I want to change my answer to a Jordan 3.
Oh, ooh. Even still. I could
Salmon
see.
Soul.
Yeah.
It's just got a little bit more paneling and stuff to work with.
Yeah, I could
throw in like random ass colors.
Yeah,
I could definitely see him doing a patchwork Jordan 3 with like corduroy instead of the friggin' elephant print, like just going nuts.
Yeah. And, like brown, and then the rest of the shoe is like gray and blue and shit. Like,
yeah.
You're like, how does that brown corduroy work? But it does.
It does because Ronnie did it. All right, last question. And this is the same thing we did with Sean Collard last week in the Jordan 2. We're giving you 60 seconds. Give me your best sales pitch on Kith and Ronnie. Make me want to buy something from Kith.com right now.
When Christopher Chu saw my Kith hoodie, he said, "This is the best quality hoodie I have ever seen in my life." And you can get that same hoodie with a picture of Mickey Mouse on it. And I know you love Mickey Mouse. So if you don't want the highest quality hoodie you can get that's a renowned street brand that's very limited and also has Mickey Mouse on it, then you can go buy something else. Because someone else will buy that hoodie if you leave it on the shelf.
That was just as strong as Sean Collard's point last week, and he had a lot more facts behind his. Calby, thank you for doing this. I apologize. I didn't realize it was your first solo episode, or we would have done 21 Gashins again with you solo. But thank you for being here. Thank you for taking the time. I think it's, I know you're on the West Coast, but I think it's like, what, 1 p.m. there, so have a good day. we all thank you for being here. We hope you stay safe. Wash your hands, all that fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you for having me, man.
Of course, bro. Thank you.
Love it. It's family. I'm going to miss you guys. Like, I was supposed to come see you soon.
It might happen. You never know. You never know.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. And don't air too many of those rapper fucking rehearsals, because like that's why I'm not a rapper.
Yeah, if anyone wants to hear the outtakes from how it actually sounded the first 8 times, we're gonna throw that at the end of the episode for everybody, just so everyone knows.
I had the nicest one, man. I had sick lines in it.
It was good, man. You had a month to prepare it, so it should have been good. But Calby, thank you. We appreciate it. Everybody out there appreciates your storytelling, and thank you for being here. Thank you to everyone who has supported and or been a part of the podcast. Wherever you're taking in the episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. We've got a Facebook group we like to use as a forum, sell stuff, and connect with you guys called CGS Talk. You can find it at facebook.com/groups/CGS.talk. We've got a website we use for reviews, recaps, stories, and much, 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 much more. It's called CanadaGotSoul.ca. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of our segments, like the Soul Poll, Sneaker Heading for Dummies, or the Fire Round, shoot us a DM or email us at CanadaGotSoul@gmail.com. Do not forget to use hashtag CanadaGotSoul on Instagram for a feature. I've been Lawrence Hopkins. You can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3OsNEY.
My name is Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at MISTERQ and then Mart.
And Calby, where are you at?
I'm at home, man. I never get to leave here anymore, so find me there. @JustKalvy. Just Calvy.
Love it. And thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 112 episodes. And please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We have been CGS and Just Calvy, and we are out. Peace.
Bro, if you would have heard the one where I said, I'm rhyming before L, so I'm changing the entire sound. That's a whole new meaning to the fire round.
Jeez.
Wow, you fucked up hard.
Hard.
'Cause you missed it, bro. You missed it way too hard. Did you fall asleep, bro? Damn, you bigged it up so heavy, bro. You bigged it up so big. You definitely used that. I got it planned. I'm ready. I'm ready.
I was ready, yo. I said I had a plan. I didn't say I was ready.
The plan's in here. It's making it come out of here is the problem.
Yeah, that is the problem.
Okay, now that we've gotten that over with, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Straight out the gate with the flow. Button says friend of the show, and I ain't talking about Joe. But you know I'm gon' flaunt it. CGS kicked me, so you know they out of content. Man, I had it.
Yeah. Why'd you stop? Why did you say? Why did you say that?
Crazy.
That's because I forgot the fucking next part, man.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to turn the music down. I didn't realize you actually had a full rap. I don't want the music to overpower you.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. Give me 1 second to remember how it goes.
This guy really has a full rap.
Yo, it's a freestyle battle. You don't want to rattle.
Okay, hold on. I have to take my earbuds out. Give me 2 seconds because I just have to remember what comes after that.
We're going to Calgary because we're going to hop on a saddle.
Okay.
We're going to go tip the cattle.
Okay, I'm ready to go.
Calvy, you ready? Hold on, let me check the music and see where it's at now. Okay, this is good. This is a good level for Calvy to rap over.
Go, G. Get it.
Yeah.
All right, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Straight out the gate with the flow. Button says, friend of the show, and I ain't talking about Joe. But you know I'm gonna flaunt it. CGS picks me, so you know they out of content. I'm rhyming before L, so I'm changing the entire sound. Adding a whole new... Fuck!
Yo, this is episode 112.
Yo, let me do it one last time.
Yo, third time's the charm. We're keeping this, though. We're keeping it.
Oh, I'm keeping all this on the I'm keeping all this on the tape, bro. Don't you worry.
Don't worry, Cal. We got it on tape, bro.
This is bonus. Tape, this is bonus content for the end.
Oh, so man. Good. I should have wrote it down.
You would think that would be the smart thing to do.
why don't you be like Drake and type it so that you look like you're like reading off a thing, bro?
Yeah.
Yeah, yo. Notes.
Put in your BlackBerry.
There you go. He's writing it. He's writing it out. He closed his camera.
Fuck it. Okay, let's just go. I'm just gonna go.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
We'll do it live. This is gonna be the one.
Third time's the charm, bro. Third time's the charm.
All right, Calvy, I got your levels up. Is there snare in your headphones?
I have no snare in my headphones.
Perfect. That's where I want it. All right. In. This is so stupid.